with them. They come or they went out for Naslu Lishuka. They went out to the marketplace. As if to say, like they're stealing it from Abu Umnin, and they're going to sell it to make money with it. And took by the marketplace, they met Abu Umnin. As Abu Umnin met these two people selling his flax at the marketplace.
All right, turn over. All right, turn over.
So, Omalei, so Abu Umnin said to them, so two Tamil Chum said to Abu Umnin, L'shaim Umar, can you tell us how much this is worth? We want to know how much money we should sell it for. Tell us how much it's worth. Hechi Shavi, is Omalei, so Abu Umnin said back to them, Hochi Bochi, exactly $55 is worth. Exactly. Omalei, so they said back to Abu Umnin, V'dil Mashav Itzvei, maybe it's worth $60. Omalei, Abu Umnin said back, no. I paid $55 for it. For this beautiful flax, this beautiful pillow, I paid $55. So, Omrulay, so the Tutam Nechom said to Abba Umna now, the Dachnevi, you should know it belongs to you. I'm stealing it from you. So, Omrulay, so know what Abba Umna said. But Matuna Minoch, that's what they said. So now, Omrulay, so after this, they, told Abu Umnin what's going on here. Like they said, you should know it's yours, and we took it from you. Now, Omrulay, but Matuna Minoch, please tell us, for my Chashtatinun, when you heard or saw that we took away your beautiful pillow, and we're here by the marketplace, and we're asking you how much money it's worth, what were you Chashtat us? What did you think we're really doing? Omrulay, so Abu Umnin answered back and said, I thought like this, that Pidyon Shivuya Nikloy Lahul Rabbonin. You Rabbonin have to go have money in order to save somebody that's captured by the goyim. You want to have ransom money. You want to capture somebody that's captured by the goyim. That's called pidyon shvuyim. You want to have ransom money. And the yechsif full of memeli, and you're very embarrassed to ask me to tell me you need such money. So that's why you're taking my beautiful flax to sell it, to use the money for pidyon shvuyim. That's what Abu Umnin, the doctor, thought. Is Omrulay. So the two Tzamnichom said back to Abu Umnin, Hashta, now that we see Yitakirat Tzadik, Yitakirat Trustworthy, Nashkalin Omar, you should go take it. Is Omalahu, Mehushosa, Asachtinu Medat Toilet Zdaka. So Abu Umnin says, nothing doing, I'm not taking it back anymore. As soon as I saw you taking the pillow away from my house, or I saw you in the marketplace with my pillow, right away, like I thought that you need the money for Pidyon Shvuyim, so I was like Miyayish, I was masking my pillow with Zdaka, that the money now should go with Zdaka. So that was the Meister. He didn't want to take the money back. He said, the money ready, I was makdish to tzedakah. Go give the money for tzedakah. That was the Meister with Abu Umnin, how by the time that tzaddik he was, how much everything was done, the kam schus, for these chusim, of course, brochun, the sift of the rakiya came down every day to give him shalom aleichem. That was the Meister with Abu Umnin. The Gemara says, even Abaya couldn't have done these things. So Mela, Abaya didn't feel so bad anymore. How come Abu Umnin got the shalom aleichem in Hashemayim and he didn't get it? Like he saw it, he's talking a big tzaddik. But now have the kochol shodaiti the Rava. But now Rava found out what was going on. Rava found out that he only gets shalom aleichem once a year in Erev Yom Kippur. And Abaya got it every Shabbos. So he felt bad now, Mishum Dabaya. Like how about Rava felt bad? How come Abaya is getting shalom aleichem from the Sifta Rikiyah once a week and I get it once a year? In Zomula, they told him back from the Sifta Rikiyah, Mistayach, don't feel so bad, it's enough. To call Maginis Akula Karcham. You should know, because of you, Rava, your whole city is living. There is, you're a big tzaddik also, and you're being made and you're protecting the whole city. Rabbi Bruka Chuzoyi have a shchicha b'shuka develifta. And this tzaddik, Rabbi Bruka Chuzoyi, used to be in this marketplace developed. Have a shchicha l'yol gadei. Eliyahu HaNavi was there in this marketplace also. The Vice Rabbi Bruka was a big tzaddik, he knew Eliyahu HaNavi. Is Omalei, so Rabbi Bruka asked Eliyahu HaNavi, Ika by Shuka by Alma Diyosi. Is there anybody in this marketplace now that's a big tzaddik that can get Eliyahu HaNavi? Omalei, so Eliyahu HaNavi said, lo, I don't see one person here in this marketplace that's going to be zaycha to get Eliyahu HaNavi. Hadavachi v'hochi, while they were talking and waiting there, Chozi Elohu Gavram. Finally, Eliyahu HaNavi saw a person and said, he saw a person, Isaiah Masani, Uchmi, he was wearing black shoes, he wasn't wearing tchelis in his clothing, no, he wasn't wearing tzitzis. He didn't have the shrines, he didn't have tchelis on his clothing. Omalei, Eliyahu HaNavi said about that person, Hi, by Alma Diyosihu, that person is a big tzaddik, he's going to be zeichah to go to Elam Abo. So when Reb Ruka heard that, Royet Basar, Reb Ruka Chuzoi ran after the person. Omele, and he asked the person, Ma Yubdecho, what's your business, what do you do? Omele, the person answered back and said, Zil Yidna, go away now. Vesulmalach, come back tomorrow. I got too busy now, I don't have time for you now. I'll tell you tomorrow. Lamacha, so good, Reb Ruka waited, tomorrow. Omele, he said again, Ma Yubdecho, what's your business? Omele, Zandukna Ano. I'm a jailer, I take care of the jail. I'm the head of the jail, I'm a jailer.
Rashi say,
Shayna Beis Asurim. I'm the charge of the prison. The Asana Gavroy Luchud and Osh Luchud, and I lock up the men separately and the ladies separately. Or Reminu Puran, I put my bed, Ben Hani Lahani, in between the men and the women, that's where I put my bed. Siechad Le Leisil De Isurim. Today that the people in jail shouldn't do Averis, the men shouldn't go with the men and ladies, and the men shouldn't come together. Ki Chazinu Bas Yisrael, when I see a Jewish lady, the Yoivin Ochrim Olo, Einayu, that the guy and put their eyes on her and want to live with her. Masana na shoyu matzilna, I'm moist and nefesh to save the lady. Yoim Mechod, it once happened one day, having Nara Marosa. I had a girl put into jail that was engaged already. She was married already. She was a Marosa. She had Kedushin already. Nara Marosa in Gabon. The Yoivin Bein Ochrim Einayu, that the goyim want to live with her. Shakli duraya dechamra. I took leaves of wine. The shad yalav b'shiful. I put it by the bottom of her clothing. The yarmen. I told the goyim, distanohi. She's a nidi right now. Like she's seeing blood right now. Leave her alone. Don't go near her. So the kitzi was the tzaddik saving the ladies from the goyim. The schuzel yoanavi said he's zeicha to get on the mabu. See if so, amalei. So Reb Bruka asked him, my time molest l'chachuti. How come you're not wearing tzitzis? V'romis misan yuchim, how come you're wearing black shoes? Mashma, black shoes wasn't the meaning of the Jews then. It was the goyish meaning to wear black shoes at that time. So he asked them, how come you're wearing black shoes? Like, why don't you wear like the Jews? Omla answered like this, Ailino v'naskino b'ne gut nochrim. I work a lot between the goyim. Hiechad l'ledoyed yudoya, no, I don't want them to know that I'm a Jew. Why? That's why I don't dress like the Jews. Ki have a gozri gezirta, because when the goyim make a bad degree against the goyim, against the Jews, I know about it, because they think I'm a goy. And I right away go and tell the Talmid Chachamim, Moidona lula rabbona, I right away tell the Talmid Chachamim, Uboi Rachman, they daven to Hashem, Umevatel gezirasayu. And that's tefillah is mevatel gezirah. So that's my business. My business is protecting the Jews. That's why I want to look still like a goy. So then, good. So Reb Brook had one more kasha though. Of Zoy, my time of Kiyamin Lecha no, my Uvdecha, how come the first day I met you, I asked you, what's your occupation? For your matl, you told me, you pushed me off when you said, Zil Idna, go away today, Vesulam Ach, like, how come you pushed me off? Is that nice of you, a Jew, a chosh of a Jew, how come you pushed me off? Omalais, he said like this to him. This person said back to Reb Ruka Chuzoy, that he shos at that time, Gozrei Gezirta, the Goyim just made a bad degree against the Jews. The Yaminim, I thought to myself, Bereisha Ezel V'yeshmul Rabbonim. First, let me first go tell the Talmid Chachamim what's going on here. The boy Rachmi Alai, that they should daven to Hashem to stop the Gzeira, the Milsa. And Adhoch of Yossi, and then that's why I pushed you off. I think it's more important that I go tell the Talmid Chachamim they should daven right now. And I told you to come back tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll tell you. So the kids say, you understood why this person is a Ben Olam Habo. It's a big tzaddik. Vaita, the Gemara says, Adhochiv Yochi, still while Rabbi Bruka, Chuzoy was in the Shuk, with Eliyahu and Avi, Osam Hanach Trey, Osi, another two people passed by, Omalais, Eliyahu and Avi told him, Hanach Nami Bnei Almud Yosninu. These two people are also tzaddikim that will be Zerich to Elam Abo. Is Ozla Gabayo, so Rabbi Bruka ran after them. Omalu, he said to them, Mai Avdachayu, Uvdachayu, what's your business, what's your occupation? Omala, they said back to him, Inchi Beduchi Anan. We're like jokers. We make jokes. Mebadchina Natsibu. We go make jokes to the people that are sad. That are sad now. Osib means what? Depressed. They are depressed. Inam me or else, Ki Chazina Betrev. I see two people. The Islu Tigra Badayo, they have fights. Two people are fighting together. Tarchina Vyavdinulu Shalma. We go and try and break up the fight and make peace between the two of them. So since they were Oisik and making Sholem between two Chaverim, for that there was Zechir also to be a Den Olam Habo.
fact, then the Mishnah says, Aleilu Masrim Mechomokim. If these bad things happen, we have to fast right away. And you blow the shofar right away. Turn around, Bonin. Aleilu Masrim Mechomokim. These things you have to fast any place. Ale Shidofen, that's a drought comes. The Ale Yeroka and the Tfua changes colors. The Al Arba, the locust comes. The Chazil, crickets come. The Al Chayiro, dead animal comes. The Kibu Roim Ale Shidofen, if the Tfua starts to dry up. But like Yerok and it changes green, Becholshu. No matter how little it happens, you have to fast right away. Arba v'chasil, locust that comes, afilu l'nira beretz Yisrael. Ela kinaf echo masrin alein. Even if you only see like one little corner of them, a little bit, you have to start fasting right away. Because locusts come from a little, a lot, you have to fast right away. The alchay, if wild animals come, it's a makkah, you have to start fasting. Turn around, boy. Chaya rosh shom, that's what we say if a wild animal comes, Bizman Shimushalechis. When it's sent going out, then Masri and Aleil. You have to fast right away and blow the shofar. Ain Mushalachas is not sent out, it's not running around. Ain Masri and Aleil, then you don't have to blow the shofar. Now Ezuhi Mushalechis, the Ezu Shaina Mushalechis, what's called wild animals that's running around, and what's called it not running around? Nearest the ear, if the wild animals are seen in the city, Mushalachas. That's called they're being sent around and you have to start fasting right away. Basod, if you only see the wild animals out in the fields, Ain Mushalachas. That's not called sent around, you don't have to fast. The yoin, if you see the wild animals by daytime, mishalachas, you have to start fasting. That's called a sent around. By Lila, if you only see the wild animals at nighttime, ain't a mishalachas, it's not called a sent around, you don't have to fast. For the Gemara Astira, all right, you know, rosa shnei b'nei yodim, if the wild animals see two people, for rosa sachreim, and it runs after the two people, nor is it not afraid of the two people, mishalachas. That's called a bare degree of wild animals, you have to fast. Nechboyis mipnayim, let's say when the wild animal sees two men, the animal hides, ain't a mishalachas. That's not called a mishalachas, you don't have to start fasting. Torah for shnei ben yodim, let's say the animal ripped up, tore up two people. V'yoch lechad men, only ate one of them, mishalachas. That's called the wild animal that you have to start fasting. Och l'shnei, if they eat both of them, ain't a mishalachas. That's not called a mishalachas, if it eats up both of them. Rashi says, from v'nei haroa v'chlosam, not the pshat stam he's mean then, the pshat is he's very hungry. That's why he ate up both of them. So stam, he happened to be hungry, he ate them both up. But it could be, it's not called the plague of wild animals coming. But if he only eats one and leaves over the other one, it's right, he's not so hungry. And still he went to kill both of them, that shows us the bed magef of wild animals.
Yeah.
Also the gag, the animal went up to the roof. The Nautla Tinik Mirisa took a baby away from its cradle, that's Mushalachasu. If it goes to kill white babies, that's called the wild animal, that's a Magaif, you have to fast right away. So for the Gemara, Gufakash, I have this theory here. Or Mark, the first you tell me, nearest beer, Mushalachas, if it's seen in the city, it's called the beer, Magaif, you have to fast right away. Loi Mashma, Loshna beer, Loshna Balayla, don't make a difference by day or by night. If you see the wild animals in the city, you have to start fasting. Vodarma, then you tell me no. The yom only at the daytime if you see the animals, mushalachas, it's a wild sending force. You have to start fasting. But balayla and the mushalachas, if you only see the wild animals at night, even in the city, mashmi, you don't have to fast. So most of lakash, that's not a theorem. Hochikom, this is what it means to say. Nira sabir, if you see it in the city, the yom by daytime, mushalachas. Nira balayla and the mushalachas, it's not tamadin in the city. It has to be two things. You see the wild animals in the city and by daytime. You see it by nighttime in the city, it's not so bad. Inami or else besod, if you see the wild animals only in the field, even if you see the daytime, ain't the mishalachas. That's not called the mishalachas. Now, by the rosh shnei ben yodim, v'rosh sa'achrayim, mishalachas. Ho oimed, this mashma, if it sees two people and just stands still, doesn't run after them, mashma ain't the mishalachas. It's only a bad nagefa, it's a big plague if it runs after the two men. But if it doesn't run after, just stay still, it's not. V'odarma, then you tell me, nechbes b'fneim, when is it not called a bad plague if the animals hide from the two people? Ain a mishalachas. Ho imedis mishalachas. Mashmev, just the two animals stand still. They don't run after, but they don't hide. It's also called the bad plague. So it's a stereo. Marcel Lakasha. Kan besoda smuchel yagim. When it's near the warmth, then. Rashas besoda smuchel yagim, omdo, ain a mishalachas. There, but stay still, it's not called the mishalachas. Yechiva the smuchel yagim, hain a revis, that's where it's grown up. For like Borcha doesn't run away, svara. If you run after it, they'll run into the yagam. So that's why it doesn't hide. So So the kids, if it's in a soda that's near the Nagam, then we say it's only a plague if it runs after the people. If it just stays still, that's the same thing as it could hide because it's near its hiding place. So then it's not called a Nagefa. Kan b'soda shenis muchli Yagam. If it's not near the Yagam, then we say it's only not called the plague if it runs to hide. But if it stays still, then it's called the plague. Now it's only not called the plague when he's like hiding. If he's near the Yagam, near the swamps, since he could run to hide right away, so just standing still is also considered as if he's hiding. In a place open field, if he doesn't mamish run away to hide, he just stays still, that's also called the mashlachas and magefa, that you have to start fasting. Then it says, torf v'shnei b'nei yodim, if it ripped up, if the animal ate up two people, ki echad, v'yochel echad, it killed two, and it only ate up one of them, mashlachas, that's called the magefa, a plague you have to fast. Shneim, if it eats up both of them, ain't a mashlachas. I've armored, you just said before, afilu rotisor. If it just runs after them, it's called a magefa. So for sure, if it killed both of them, here again, we're talking about biagma near its the swamps. Trashi di ochlo, ain't rotisor loy biagma. The chiba nino duchte, some chadaita brota basrayim. That's again, by its own plague, where its own, by its place, agam. Where it's that hometown there it's not a plague. If it eats up both of them, there it's not a plague. There we say it's only because it's hungry. It's only not where it's swamps, where it's grown up, there we say it's a magefa. But where it's own swamp, since it has a place to hide, then we say if it ate up two people, it's not called a magefa.
So in other words, it's like this. Where it's not near a swamp, so then we say if the animal just runs after the two people, that's called a magefa, even if it doesn't eat them up. The fact he runs after them, he's not afraid of them, he doesn't hide from them, he runs after them, that's called the magefa plague, you have to start fasting. By shaking, if the animals are near the swamps, so the fact they're just running after the two people doesn't mean anything. Because we say they're always a saimech, they're relying on the fact that they're near home territory, they're near the swamps, and they'll just run away into the swamps. So there we only say it's called the magefa if we see they eat you up, and not a T2, because if you eat up two people, we say it's because they're hungry. If they only eat up one and the other one they just killed, that shows they're out to kill people. That's called a magefa, but you have to start fasting right away. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. All right, we'll stop here.
The bottom of the Gemara. Yeah, let's gufa. Four lines from the bottom. Gufa. Also lagag. If the wild animal went up to the roof, the nothla tinik naris, and it took out a baby from its cradle, mishalachas. That's called wild animals are coming, and that's an inyan to make a tainus. That's called wild a devor of wild animals. For the more pshit, like of course, if a wild animal does such a thing like that, he's after to kill people. Amirapapa, the chiddush is kekuche the tzaydi. We're talking about the baby wasn't on a high roof. It was in a very low roof. That it wasn't hard at all for the animal to do it. So maybe I would think it's not called the animal is going wild now to kill people. Kamashman, yes, it's called he's going to kill people. The Rashi says, Kekucha de tzaydi. Kuch cotton, it was a small hole. Shel tzayodin, with hunters, ke shiach bru lamarum. That the hunters would hide there. Toifes, viafa gav. The lav binyan kavu, it's not a real big binyan. It's not called that the animals are coming into the city to kill the people, but still, if the animal goes on top of even a small roof to kill a baby, that's called the wild animals are coming, and we have to have a time as a fast right away to stop it. Alacherev, then the Mishnah says if an army that has swords come through the city, also we have to start fasting. Turn around, Bonin. Cherev, that swords come through Shomru, ain't tzarach loy mecherev shenah shasholem. It doesn't mean when enemies come not peacefully but to fight us, like that's for sure we have to fast. Ela afilu cherev shasholem. Even if the enemies are coming with swords, but they're coming for peace. They're not coming to fight. The army just want to walk through the city, still we have to fast right away. The Rashi says, why? Because, I mean, they're not fighting you, but they're going to fight someplace else.
So it's still a dangerous thing, and you have to have a tainus right away. Why? Shein l'cho cherev shel sholem. There was no like an army going through, a peaceful army. Yose mi paro naka. Not worse than paro naka. V'yafo pekein, even so, nichshu bo ha-melech Yishayo. Yashayo made a mistake by this army going through a city. Shein l'cho cherev shel sholem.